Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news so you don't have to dig through 100 press releases to find out what actually matters. Huge thanks to today's sponsors, Ada, which helps startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, your go-to for silicon development from AI all the way to SAWEC, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a whole portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business, and their NVIDIA challenger ZenVidia, seriously. Keep an eye on that one. All right, today we've got some genuinely fascinating stuff. Non-human identity security is heating up. An observability startup just crossed into unicorn territory. Seed rounds are clustering in some very specific sectors. AI cybersecurity is absolutely on fire at the seed stage, and MasterCard is facing an identity crisis with its fraud systems because now the bots are doing the buying. Let's get into it. Okay, story one, Hush Security. And yes, that name is doing a lot of work right now in the enterprise security world. So Hush Security is an Israeli cybersecurity startup, and they just announced a $30 million Series A round. The round was led by returning investors Battery Ventures and YL Ventures, and they also brought in Akamai Technologies as a strategic investor, which is a significant vote of confidence from one of the biggest names in the network security space. Now here's what makes this really interesting. Hush came out of stealth less than a year ago, focused on something called non-human identity security. And if you're wondering what that means, think service accounts, API keys, bots, AI agents, basically any digital entity that's accessing systems without a human directly at the wheel. And the argument they're making now is that the enterprise AI security conversation has fundamentally shifted. It's no longer primarily about protecting the AI models themselves. It's about governing the identities of autonomous agents as they spread across organizations. Think about that for a second. A year ago, everyone was worried about prompt injection, model poisoning, data leakage from your LLM, and those are still real concerns. But now, companies are deploying AI agents that are actually doing things, booking meetings, executing code, accessing databases, and nobody has a clean handle on who those agents are, what they're authorized to do, or whether they've been compromised. That's the problem Hush is going after. And the fact that they've locked in $30 million this fast, with strategic backing from Akamai, tells me the enterprise buyers are very much ready to spend on this. The broader market signal here is huge. As agentic AI becomes the norm, and it is becoming the norm, fast, the identity perimeter completely changes. Your security model can't just think about humans anymore. Every agent needs an identity, and every identity needs governance. That's a massive greenfield opportunity. For founders building in the security space, pay attention to this framing. The shift from securing AI to governing AI identities is not just a product evolution, it's a go-to-market evolution. Enterprise buyers understand identity management. They have budgets for it. Hush is speaking their language, and the $30 million Series A suggests that's resonating. All right, story two. This one is big, and I mean that literally. Ground Cover, lowercase g intentional, I've been informed, just announced they raised $100 million in a new funding round led by One Peak, bringing their total funding to $160 million. Now Ground Cover is an observability startup, and before your eyes glaze over, let me tell you why this matters right now, in this specific moment in tech history. Observability basically means, can you see what's happening inside your software systems? Can you trace a bug, monitor performance, understand why something broke? It's the stuff that keeps engineers from losing their minds at 2 a.m. The twist with Ground Cover is their core architectural thesis. Your AI agent telemetry data should never leave your cloud. They're building observability infrastructure that keeps all that sensitive operational data inside the customer's own environment. No shipping logs off to a third-party SaaS platform. Everything stays in-house. And as AI agents proliferate inside enterprises, which we just talked about with Hush, the amount of telemetry data those agents generate is going to be enormous. Every action, every decision, every API call, you need to be able to observe all of that. And enterprise security and compliance teams are increasingly saying that data cannot leave our walls. Ground Cover is clearly striking a nerve. They've got more than 250 paying customers. They tripled annual recurring revenue over the past year. Tripled. And they're reportedly replacing established observability platforms. That last part is notable because the incumbents in this space, Datadog, Dynatrace, New Relic, these are serious entrenched players. $100 million and $160 million total raised is real money, and the growth metrics suggest they're earning it. This is a company that's found genuine product market fit in a market that's being completely reshaped by agentic AI. For VCs watching this space, the AI observability category is moving from nice to have to mission critical really fast. And for enterprises evaluating vendors, the data residency angle is increasingly a differentiator, not just a feature. Now let's zoom out a little. Story 3 comes from Crunchbase News, and it's a really useful macro look at where seed money is actually going right now. Crunchbase put together an analysis of where seed rounds in the $5 million to $10 million range are clustering in 2025, and two sectors really jumped out: cancer therapeutics and space tech. And honestly, both of those make a lot of sense when you think about the current investment climate. On the cancer therapeutics side, we're seeing a convergence of AI-driven drug discovery, better genomic data, and renewed investor appetite for biotech after a few tough years. The tools to go from target identification to early clinical candidate are getting faster and cheaper. And that's pulling seed capital in. A $5 to $10 million seed can actually get you meaningful preclinical work now in a way it couldn't 5 years ago. Space tech is its own interesting animal. The commercialization of low Earth orbit, the proliferation of small satellite constellations, the defense and dual-use tailwinds. There's a lot of wind in those sails. And the component costs have come down enough that seed stage companies can actually build and test hardware without needing hundreds of millions upfront. What I find most useful about this kind of data is what it tells founders about the fundraising environment. If you're working in one of these clustering sectors, you're not fighting against the current, you've got investor pattern recognition working in your favor. There's a shared mental model about why these companies make sense, and that speeds up diligence. It also tells us where the next wave of Series A opportunities will come from in 12 to 24 months. The seed activity today is basically a preview of what the growth stage deal flow looks like in a couple of years. So if you're a Series A or B investor, watch these clusters closely. Story 4, and this one is where I want you to really pay attention because the numbers are genuinely staggering. Crunchbase also reported that startups at the intersection of AI and security have raised $855 million across more than 150 reported seed stage rounds this year alone. $855 million. At the seed stage, in one category, in less than a year, that is an extraordinary concentration of early stage capital. And it speaks to just how urgent the AI security problem has become for enterprises everywhere. The attack surface is expanding faster than most security teams can track. And there's a massive market opportunity for startups that can address even a slice of it. What's driving this? A few things. One, the threat landscape is genuinely new. AI-generated phishing, deepfake social engineering, autonomous vulnerability scanning, these are not your grandfather's cybersecurity problems. Existing tools weren't built for them. Two, the enterprise buying motion for security has always been relatively fast when there's a clear and present threat. CISOs have budget, they have urgency, and they're willing to pilot new vendors if the use case is compelling. That makes it a great market for early-stage startups to find revenue quickly. Three, and this connects back to Hush Security from Story 1, the agentic AI wave is creating entirely new categories that didn't exist 2 years ago. Non-human identity, agent behavior monitoring, AI supply chain security. Investors are betting that the category leaders in these spaces are being born right now, at the seed stage. 150-plus seed rounds in a single category is also a reminder that not all of these companies will make it. There's going to be significant consolidation, but the ones that find the right wedge, the right enterprise champion, and the right product velocity, they're going to build very large businesses. For seed investors, the question is no longer whether AI security is a good bet. It's which specific problem within AI security has the clearest buyer, the most defensible technology, and the team that can execute. The market is there. The differentiation is what's hard. And finally, story 5, and this one is less of a funding story and more of a stop and think about what's actually happening in the world story, because it has massive implications for anyone building at the intersection of AI and commerce. MasterCard processes 175 billion transactions a year. Every single time a MasterCard gets tapped, they have less than a tenth of a second to decide whether that transaction is fraudulent. That's an incredible feat of real-time machine learning at scale. Now here's the twist. Greg Ulrich, MasterCard's chief AI and data officer, spoke at VB Transform 2026 in Menlo Park and laid out a problem that should make everyone in fintech sit up straight. The buyer on the other side of that transaction is starting to change. It's not always a human anymore. AI agents are now doing the buying, booking travel, making purchases, managing subscriptions. Autonomous agents acting on behalf of humans are entering the transaction flow. And MasterCard's fraud detection system was built on the assumption that bots are thieves. That was a totally reasonable assumption for decades. Bots trying to transact were, almost by definition, fraudulent. But now, a legitimate AI agent making a purchase for its user looks, from a fraud detection standpoint, a lot like a bot doing something suspicious. The behavioral signals that used to mean fraud are now also the behavioral signals that mean this is a legitimate agentic AI doing its job. That's a fundamental infrastructure problem, and it's not just MasterCard's problem. Every payment processor, every fraud detection system, every risk model built on the assumption of human buyers has to be rethought. The identity of the transacting party is no longer binary, human, or fraudster. Now there's a third category, legitimate autonomous agent. This is exactly the kind of structural shift that creates enormous startup opportunities, new identity frameworks for AI agents in commerce, new fraud detection paradigms that can distinguish between malicious bots and legitimate ones, new trust and verification infrastructure for agentic transactions. If you're building in this space, the tailwinds are enormous, and it also perfectly echoes what we heard from Hush Security earlier. The identity problem is everywhere, in security, in commerce, in compliance. Every system we built assumed a human was on the other end. That assumption is breaking down in real time. All right, that's a wrap on today's Funded. What a lineup from AI agent identity security to observability infrastructure, seed clustering in biotech and space, the massive wave of AI security seed funding, and MasterCard staring down an existential question about who or what is actually buying things. Huge thank you to our sponsors, Ada, helping you integrate AI into your products faster. Ago Consulting, your expert partners in silicon development from AI to SOC, and Zen Semiconductor, building the future of chips with their incredible portfolio, including Zenvidia taking on Nvidia, and Ada powering AI deployment at scale across any business. If you're enjoying Funded, make sure you're also tuned into Skylar's Money Matters over in the Ada Podcast Network. We go deep on the financial side of the startup world in ways that'll change how you think about building and investing. Hit subscribe so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. See you tomorrow.